from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I mean, there's ways that you win games, and, you know, sometimes you fall into some luck. Sometimes it's you know, just atmosphere, it's home games, but the way that the Pirates won the first two games, I mean, it's not a shock whenever you put up these stat lines. I mean, the first game they win and come back, it was, you know, 8-7. Reynolds had three hits, Cruz had three hits, and Gonzalez had the game-winning hit at the end. Kutch had two hits. You know, whenever you do that, you are going to win baseball games. And whenever you stay in it, you are going to come back and win baseball games. And game two, obviously, Ortiz pitched very well, seven innings. I think he had only three hits allowed in that seven innings. He's been just a pleasant surprise for this pitching rotation of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But Andrew McCutchen in the second game has a home run. Reynolds has two hits again. Cruz has two hits and a home run. Ke'Bryan Hayes has two hits. If you do that, you will win baseball games. And that's what they've been looking for, that consistency of not just Reynolds hitting the baseball, not just Gonzalez at times hitting the baseball, but O'Neill Cruz coming through and hitting home runs, coming through, having three hits. Andrew McCutchen being Andrew McCutchen, and Ke'Bryan Hayes, at least in that second game, having the two hits that he did were very significant. Whenever Charrington spoke about a month ago saying that we need our players from the inside to step up more than outside help. Like, I totally agreed with that. Like, if guys could just play at their average, they would be fine. And that's kind of what you saw this weekend. They played above their average. I mean, and you have to play above your average to beat the best team in Major League Baseball, but they're proving to us that they can do it. So, like, don't go out there and prove to us that you are going to go on a 8-game losing streak. Like, that you just can't, that can't happen at this point. Every game is significant for the Pirates moving forward. And that starts again tonight. And I'm excited for it. Are you excited for tonight?
Yes.
You excited for Mitch Keller?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you excited for Mitch Keller?
Yeah.
Did you, before that this series against the Phillies went down, did you want to see Skeens a part of this series, or did you want them to wait to pitch him like they were going to pitch him tomorrow?
You mean like pitch him in the series against the Phillies?
Yes.
No. I didn't want to see Skeens. I wanted to see Keller in the series against the Phillies originally, but not Skeens. I understood their logic there.
O'Neill Cruz, and we'll hit on this again a little bit later in the show. We talked about it going into this series. Like, can O'Neill Cruz make that transition of being a stable, a decent player to putting himself in like the top 10 of shortstops? We said that on Friday before he left. Mm-hmm. He was on that way until yesterday. Yesterday had many errors, and it seems that sometimes he can't put the full game together. But then you see him go out there like Saturday and hit a home run, have two hits, have three hits the game before. And it's like, if he plays the way that we all expect him to play, he is a huge component to this team moving forward and how successful that they can be. if he could find the consistency. I wanted to believe that this was the turning point, but now after yesterday, I just still don't know about him.
As a hitter, I'm confident that he's going to do well, but he seems like he's becoming a defensive liability in many, you know, aspects. I remember watching the documentary on Derek Jeter being a tall shortstop,
mm-hmm.
and he made a bunch of errors early in his career before he became one of the best defensive shortstops in the game. I don't know if Cruz can make that transition. It is tough to see right now, and I know he lost last year, so he didn't get those reps that he could have. But again, I mean, I know it's tough to be a tall shortstop in this game. He's 6'7".
Yeah.
So I think it would be an interesting concept to try to put him out in the outfield. Yeah. I've been a part of that. That conversation, that argument, it just doesn't seem like he's going to want to, so he's got to figure it out then.
He's still to be determined. Like, you need him going down this stretch in this latter half of the season, because it's not going to get any easier with the games, and that starts tonight. I mean, every game is so important. We know that for the Pirates, and that does start tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.